Akron raids target suspected illegal gambling operations. Ohio regulators and local police have seized or disabled 27 illegal slot machines during raids tied to suspected gambling operations in Akron. The Ohio Casino Control Commission said the investigation was carried out alongside the Akron Police Department after complaints were received about businesses allegedly operating gaming machines in violation of state law. Search warrants were executed at two businesses on East York Street and East Talmadge Avenue, where authorities removed machines and seized an undisclosed amount of cash. Investigators said the operation focused on illegal gambling activity linked to storefront gaming businesses. During the raids, law enforcement also made arrests connected to the investigation. According to local reports, one individual was charged with gambling and operating a gambling house, while another person was charged with gambling-related offenses. Statewide crackdown continues. The Ohio Casino Control Commission said illegal gaming operations remain a persistent issue across the state. Executive Director Matthew Schuler said cooperation between state regulators and local law enforcement is central to identifying and shutting down unlawful gambling activity. Authorities noted that more than 181 locations across Ohio have been searched since enforcement efforts intensified, with nearly 8,000 illegal slot machines disabled or seized statewide since 2015. Investigators typically remove internal components from machines rather than storing entire cabinets, rendering the devices permanently inoperable. Officials cite community impact. Law enforcement officials said illegal gambling businesses often generate wider community problems beyond unauthorized gaming activity. Authorities pointed to complaints involving public intoxication, parking issues, and other criminal activity around suspected illegal casinos. Police also noted that operators frequently relocate after attracting attention, creating ongoing enforcement challenges for regulators and local agencies. The investigation into the Akron locations remains ongoing.